Back. Yes, we said goodbye to Fairy Thing, and now we have a band called TTWD. Tell everyone, what does that mean?
The time we died.
Yes, yes. And introduce yourselves.
Go for it, Connor.
Hi, I'm Connor Falconer, and I play bass for The Time We Died.
I'm Jacob Madel. I play guitar for The Time We Died.
And I'm Isaac Kennedy, and I'm the singer and guitar player for The Time We Died.
Yes, and who's missing?
Lyndon Buckles, the drummer. Sadly, he died already.
Oh, no. Yeah, what's he doing tonight?
He's working.
Okay. We forgive you. Yeah. We forgive you.
Love you, Lyndon. Love you. Wish you could be here, buddy.
Yeah. And then who was the SFU alumni student? Was that any of you guys? Did any of you guys go to SFU? No?
He took a class.
He took a class. There you go. Okay. Then, oh, well, thanks for coming back. Was it this campus or a different campus?
This one.
It was this one. And you guys got lost?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he.
I've never been to this part.
This
of the
part, yes. This is a new building, actually. Yeah. Really? So the student union building. So welcome back, Jacob. All right. Tell me a little bit about yourself. So lead singer. You also play in another band called the Blues Elevators. Tell me about that.
Yeah. That was the first band that I ever joined. We just did a bunch of blues covers, a lot of older stuff. Like some Cream, ZZ Top, songs like Born Under a Bad Sign, and I was like the lead guitar player, so I was doing a lot of like the blues solo, so it made me really like adapt and learn how to fit in with the with bands and also figure out how to run it as well. It was a great experience.
Okay, great. And then who's the birthday boy?
Birthday boy.
Is that you, Connor? Is your birthday coming up?
Yeah, my birthday is coming up.
Right there. Okay, you're Connor. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, my birthday is coming up April 14th.
April 14th. Yeah. Excellent. And anything special?
I don't know. Probably disappearing into the woods or something.
All right, and then Lyndon's the drummer. Yeah, and like you said, Jacob was the one that took a class. What class did you take at SFU?
It was about pandemics.
Oh. Wow.
History of pandemics.
A history. Okay, great. Okay, so tell me a little bit about how did you get your name, The Time We Died?
Dude, that's a really good question.
That's a good question. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't it you? It was Jacob, I think.
Well, I was throwing ideas to him about like time and death, and then he kind of just put the two together.
Well, it was like, we wanted a name for so long because we've been practicing, and we're like, we need to like make social medias and get our name out there.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, he came up with some good ones. It was, like, that time I died and stuff. Just like, what about, like, the time we died or, like, time we died? And we're like, oh, that's actually, like, it's actually not bad. And then, like, we actually was going to change it, but then we started to like it more and more. And you're like, you know what? Let's just keep it. Like, people are liking the name.
Yeah. So, all right. Yeah. Okay, and then you said you're going to be going into the woods, and we're going to play the first song here, Into the Woods.
Dude.
Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. You want to
sure.
be the woods guy?
Yeah. Lost in the Woods is a song about being lost in the woods, going on your own adventure, and it kind of has a bit of a metaphor for going off into the world and getting a little bit lost, but trying to find your way through it.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, right here on CJSF. Let's see if this plays. There it goes. All right. Enjoy.
Thank you.
in the woods, yo, on CJSF. All right, now we're going to play the Wheel of Spiel.
Yeah.
Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows.
Oh, thank God.
Goals! Goals, guys. What are your goals?
Oh, that's a big topic, guys.
That is a big topic. Yeah, you could just kind of randomly pick one that's on your mind at the moment.
You got one?
Live past 30.
That's an interesting goal. I think as a band's goal is like going on tour.
Going on tour, touring around North America,
yeah. Like around the world. If, like that would be our goal. Mm-hmm. Spreading our music like live.
Getting
with
more
people.
Known.
Yeah. Is there anyone that you love to tour with?
Oh man. Jacob would love like Queen of the Stone. I think a fun band to tour with would be like Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Ooh,
they're
Foo
a fun
Fighters.
Band. Yeah. So I think it would be they play with big crowds, so that one would be some good people to go around.
Fantastic for
amazing.
Joining in.
All right, so we're going to talk about how you guys create your music. Okay, so who starts it? Like, do you guys start with the melody? Do you guys start with the lyrics? What do you guys do?
Really, just starts off with a riff or a jam.
Mm. Yeah, like it really depends. Like, if anybody has an idea, you'll be like, oh yeah, like this is something I came up with, and then be like, okay, sweet, and then we'll work off of that.
And it just builds and builds and builds until we're happy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Then, yeah. Okay, and tell me about this song called Criminal.
Well, that was kind of an accident. We were writing one of our songs. We were trying to figure it out, and then I was kind of in like a rut with making music, and then when we were trying to write this other song, I just popped these riffs out, and I was just like, why am I writing good stuff right now? And then it happened to be Criminal, and then Jacob ended up writing the lyrics for it. It was awesome.
All right, let's listen to it.
Jason at the dreams, something she's seen in a movie's
right. That was awesome, guys. Super awesome. Thanks. Okay, so tell everyone about your upcoming gig.
Oh, well, we are headlining at the Roxy on April 18th with
Abby and Cobra Sniper.
Cobra Sniper, yeah.
Nice. And then do you know how much tickets are?
Yeah, they're if you get them online, they're going to be $12, and then at the door is going to be $15.
Yes, and I actually saw these guys perform at the Wolf Bar. Yeah, and you guys were amazing. I was like, dang. Yeah, first time I saw you guys, I was like, woo, all right, you got something. Okay, let's do another wheel of spiel. Sports. All right. So, yes. So, fairy thing, she said no sports for her, but you guys look pretty athletic. Do you guys play any sports?
Well, me and Lyndon were both on our high school basketball team together.
What?
That's how we, like, became really good friends, is just a lot of time training together, a lot of times playing together. So, yeah, we can say that we already have chemistry, like, with sports. So then
right.
Chemistry in the
okay, who's
well.
Better, you or Lyndon?
Well, Lyndon's, like, 6'6".
Is he? Okay, yeah.
but, like, I'm just agile, so, yeah, you know.
All right.
I won't say anybody's better.
Okay.
Just for,
all right, what do you play?
I play a lot when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I play lots of soccer, a little bit of basketball, hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Karate!
I love that. What belt did you go to? What belt?
Oh, I stopped at blue belt.
Blue belt. Okay. Yeah. So still, that is still an awesome feat. All right, Connor. What did you play?
I've been doing mountain biking since I was about like knee height, and that's always been a great way to get athletic and free the mind. Yeah, out in the woods.
Nice, nice. Okay, I guess that's where the song was inspired, right? Okay, and tell me about Devil's Tail.
Devil's Tail was really a jam between
The beginning of the song, the intro, was originally the entire song for like 4 minutes. Mm. And then I was like, this needs to go somewhere. This needs to have more energy to it. So I sat on like Lyndon's drums and I was like, it needs to be this type of tempo. And then Jacob does the signature riff, just the dan-lin-dan-lin, and I was like, that's it. That's going to be it. So we just basically organized the whole song on that, and when we were doing it, he came up with the solo riff to it, and then the rest is history.
All right, here it is. We got a little laughing there at the end there. All right, it's the end of the hour, folks. Do you guys have any shout-outs before we go?
Oh, yeah. Shout-out to Logan with a zero for the O.
Shout-out to my mom. Love you.
Aww,
all right. You're such a sweetheart.
And Isaac, you work in East Van. Tell everyone, where do you work?
I work at Daily Catch Seafood on Commercial Drive. I am a fishmonger. If you want to come grab some high-quality fish, I'm your man.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you, The Time We Died, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. And we're going to end with I'm Still Here on CJSF. Tune for the next show. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. We'll catch you all next week.